Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 3rd of December, The Ministry of the Spirit. Apart from the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the Scriptures are merely a book. However, the Scriptures speak to us through the agency of the Holy Spirit. Explaining this work, Jesus said, "He, that is the Spirit, will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you." This statement reveals the means by which the word of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit's everlasting covenant proceeds to us from their fellowship. Christ, who is the substance of the Father's word, speaks to the Church from the written Scriptures by the Spirit. This implication of one revealing another through offering is exemplified by the letters to the seven churches of Asia. We know that the words of Jesus, written down by the Apostle John in the book of Revelation, became the Scriptures. At the end of each letter, Jesus exhorted every person who belongs to his lampstand churches by saying to them, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Clearly, the Holy Spirit is the agent through whom Christ speaks to the Church from the Scriptures. It is the Spirit who makes what is hidden or invisible known to us. Explaining this point, Paul said, "No one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God." Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who was from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 16 verses 14 and 15, Revelation chapter 1 verses 11 and 19, Revelation chapter 22 verses 18 and 19, Revelation chapter 2 verse 7, and 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 11 and 12. For further study, Revelation chapter 2.